Doesn't mean he doesn't need to get checked out for his tall tales.
Oh, stop. He's doing this for years. For years.
The hell was Fedotti of the Lakers? Seriously.
It is fun to have the NBA back in our lives.
It is. Anthony Davis played. We got a soundbite from Davis in the thread about analytics.
I found the audio wasn't the greatest because I guess LeBron's DJ there now. Just the music was way too loud in the background. I swear to God.
The DJ that I was telling you about?
Correct. The music was too loud. I couldn't hear what AD was saying because his voice is so deep.
Oh boy.
So it doesn't translate well on the radio, but maybe we could talk about it later.
I hope his eardrums don't get hurt from the DJing because, you know, AD made of glass.
Ear infections are no joke, man.
Hey, it is no joke, dude. The sound thing is real, man. Sound thing is real. All right, let's go down to Las Vegas. The Sin City, they still call it. I never said the Sin City, but anyway, let's go down to Las Vegas. Raider Nation Radio, 9:20 a.m. in Las Vegas, 2 to 5 at Locked On Raiders Podcast. It's our boy Q. It's your boy Q, and he's been doing it big down there in Las Vegas. He owns the Raider Nation and everything going on with it. What's up, Q?
Man, what's happening? How you guys doing today?
Oh, man, we're chilling, man, as we got our boy Q here on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7. Game up here on the River Islands guest line. It is time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. Never a dull day in Raider Nation land, right? Never a dull day with the Raider Nation. And I'm sure you've had a lot to talk about. And all of a sudden, who could have saw this coming? Davante Adams wants out. Antonio Pierce is liking tweets. He's talking about people making business decisions. All right, let's start with Davante. Are you shocked this come to this with Davante Adams, number 17, that he wants out?
I'm shocked that it came right now. I'm not shocked at all that he wants out, right? I'm just shocked that it came off of a win. I'm just shocked at the fact that the Raiders are actually in the thick of things where they're 2-2. After the first quarter of the season, which if you had asked anybody in Raider Nation what they wanted the record to be after four games, and you told them it was going to be 2-2, they would have accepted that, especially with two wins in the AFC conference. Like, that's not a bad thing. And then going up against a team in Denver that you've won 8 straight games against. So I'm actually surprised that it's happening right now. I thought it'd be closer to the trade deadline if the Raiders were not in the thick of things. If they were, you know, in a situation where you look up and you say, okay, they're not going to do it. How can this team get better? So, okay, let's flip this guy to wherever and get some draft capital and start looking at and focusing in on who's going to be available, especially at the signal caller position in April's draft. So that's the only thing that kind of surprised me, is that it comes right now. But, apparently, the sooner the better when it comes to Davante and him getting up out of here.
So I thought he was all in on smoking cigars with Antonio Pierce. I mean, I'm just going off the Netflix wide receiver doc. Like, I thought they were buds. I thought he vouched for the coach, and now he wants out? I mean, because I want the Niners to get him. Should I worry about him, you know, not getting his wish of going to his specific location if the Niners do trade for him?
You know, I think that would actually, it's funny, we actually talked about, you know, the Niners and the Raiders swapping wide receivers back when Brandon Ayuk was still holding out and wanted his contract extension. And I, for one, said, hey, I think that'd be a great move, right? The 49ers could get a great wide receiver right now, and make no mistake about it, he's still a great wide receiver. And the Raiders could get a younger dude that has a history with Antonio Pierce, and everything could be good. The Raiders had the money to pay him. That didn't work out that way. But I could still see a situation where he ends up in San Francisco, especially since he's a Bay Area dude, and coming to the West Coast was a big deal for him. He wanted to be on the West Coast so his family could come see him play. So I would not rule San Francisco out, even though I know they're not on the wish list, Davante. But I don't think that the wish list of Davante should matter for the Raiders. They need to do what's best for them. If they're going to move him, they need to get what they can. They're not going to get what they gave up. They gave a first and a second for him. They're not going to get that in return. You know, once you drive a car off the lot, the value goes down. So you're not going to get that in return, but get the most you can. Make that team better based off Davante Adams. But, you know, the other thing about this is, to your point of if he's not going to be happy, he's a guy that's, you know, he's a wide receiver. You know, he's a guy that's temperamental. He's a guy that wants things to go his way. He wants to win games, as everybody does. But he, you know, he's also a guy that you can see kind of bad body language at times. You can see he's a little moody at times. And, you know, I know the greats get that way. So you just kind of let it be what it is. But, you know, he did vouch for AP. He did pound the table for him, yep, to get, you know, the head coaching job. But it just seems like little things here, little things there are piled up to, they don't really see eye to eye as far as what Davante should be doing as a leader. Look, he's not even a captain on the team. Like, think about that. Davante Adams is not one of the captains.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So that kind of tells you what you need to know.
Wow, I didn't even know that. Wow, yep. That's crazy. So maybe that's where the friction started. And AP sounds like he's not playing here. Well, what's your assessment of AP through the first month of the season? Because he said a lot at the podium.
the tweet on Instagram that he didn't like, and he did not go down that road yesterday at the press conference. So I watched the entire thing. But what's your assessment of AP so far during his first month on the job?
I think he's still learning. I think it's still a work in progress, right? I mean, it's so funny. A lot of people are saying, is he just the same, you know, a next coming of Mike Singletary? And you guys know all how well that shook out. I don't think he's that guy. I think he's still learning on the job, though, right? I think he's still trying to, you know, differentiate or whatever that word is, trying to figure out what's the, you know, difference between being a football player and a football head coach, right? I mean, he said the business decision comment right after the game against Carolina. Then he came back later and apologized for it, said he should have said that in the locker room. I didn't have any problem with it. I think it held his players accountable, but apparently that's frowned upon. So, okay, so that's that. Then the whole, you know, like you said, the social media post thing, that's, you know, a little silly or whatever. You know, that's not the reason why they're in the situation that they're in. But it's just kind of like a little things here and there. I think that he's still learning, you know, the nuances of being a head coach and how to do this. The one thing I can tell you is he knows how to get those guys in the locker room fired up. That's what I do know, right? I know he gets them fired up, gets them motivated to go out there and play. They won last week without Devontae and without Max Crosby. So that kind of tells you all that you need to know is that these guys are willing to play for him. They love him as a head coach. He's a little, you know, in your face sometimes. He's a little, as a matter of fact, sometimes, just like he was when he was a player. So I think that this is just kind of part of the growing pains.
Look, let me just, Q, I'm going to tell you what all Niner fans are saying as you're saying all that. Mike Singletary 2.0. I mean, it's what I think of. Niners hired Mike Singletary to replace Mike Nolan. The players loved him. They started off 3-1. His first full season, and then it just was like a big losing streak. They couldn't get the offense right. They finished the season 8-8, and then the ship just went completely under afterwards. Like, it's a hard time for me not to see Mike Singletary 2.0 when I'm watching him from afar.
No, I mean, and that's very valid, right? That's very valid. Every point that you make sounds similar to what we're seeing right here. I like AP as a head coach. I really do. I think he's, as a matter of fact, and straight to the point, I don't think he really pulls any punches or, you know, cuts any corners. He lets you know what he thinks. But we'll see, because it's all about what? Production. You got to win games. And the offense has got to get figured out. Obviously, he's a defensive-minded coach, but they got to get things figured out. And they're 2-2. It's early in the season.
Q, would the Raiders trade with the 49ers in general? Because there used to be this, you know, they're in the same market. And I think for a long time, Bonte's referenced like the Khalil Mack trade. Like, they were just never going to deal with the Niners for a variety of reasons. Is that away? Is that gone away? Would they do the deal with the 49ers if they gave up Brandon Ayuk and, let's say, a third or a fourth round pick?
I think so. If it makes sense, you know, why not? I don't think that they should be blinded by, well, they're the 49ers. Who cares, right? They're not in your division. Now, I wouldn't say that for the Chiefs. I'd be like, nah, stay away from that. Mm. But, you know, if it's the 49ers, go for it, right? I mean, you talk about the market. Hell, they ain't in the same market no more. So, why, you know, what's the big deal? They play a preseason game. So, it's cool. I look, if the deal's a good deal, I say do it, because the only thing you have to do is improve your team.
Where's Mark Davis in this, Q?
Well, it's funny. I asked AP, when a player comes and asks, you know, for a trade, is that a conversation between you and him, the GM, what? Yeah. And he said it's everybody. It's him, the GM, and Mark Davis. So they all have to sign off on these kind of situations. So he tries not to get involved. He's not a football guy. He said it. He tries to let the football guys do football stuff, but he's got to sign off on everything, as we all know.
Is there any remorse? I don't know if the Raiders were in on the Harbaugh deal or whatnot. Obviously, he goes to the L.A. Chargers. But I like AP, too, and I'm rooting for AP. But I keep mentioning this. Spadoni is our resident Raider fan. Hey, man, did you guys miss the boat on not hiring Jim Harbaugh? Because I always felt like that could have been the guy. Now, AP, we'll see about him. We'll see. It's very it's very early in the process of the Antonio Pierce era. But was there any rumors or anything about any smoke on the Jim Harbaugh to the Raiders deal coming out of Michigan?
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. And a lot of Raider fans were upset. They said, man, I wish AP wasn't successful as the interim, because if he wasn't, then it would have been no question. They would have gone full throttle after Jim Harbaugh, and they probably would have got him. Only because he started his coaching career in the NFL with the Raiders, right? Mm-hmm. He's got that history. I think that they probably would have landed him, but because of the noise that AP made and what he was able to do as the interim coach, it was, all right, well, you kind of got to go with him. And I've always been, don't hire the interim. But even I was like, yeah, I think that you should go with AP. I just think that he's the right guy. He brought the Raider, you know, mentality back to the team, something they were missing after the Patriot way went wrong. So, I think they were stuck in a tough situation, and we'll see how it plays out. But that very easily could end up going back to, you know, a few years from now and be like, man, they sure missed out, especially depending on how the Chargers do with Harbaugh.
Does Devontae Adams play another game for the Las Vegas Raiders, Q?
I don't think so. I think that that's a done deal. He's out this week for sure with the hamstring, and apparently he's already out a couple weeks with the hamstring, and
oh boy,
supposedly that's a real thing. So, yeah, I don't think that I think it's a done deal.
Where Damn. Does he go?
Great question. There's been rumors that the Jets would make sense, especially if they can get Hassan Reddick back and maybe a draft pick as well. So you help the team now and the future. I'd be fine with that. I just say you trade him to wherever you can benefit the team the most. What helps the Raiders be better,
yeah,
right? I mean, because he's still a really good player. Like, that's the thing about it. You know, sometimes these stars aren't stars anymore. Devontae is. He's still a star. He's still a really good player. So you got to get the most out of him as you can.
Your boy Q. Q254 on Twitter, Raider Nation Radio, 920 a.m. in Las Vegas, 2 to 5 p.m., Locked On Raiders podcast. He's always good to us. He's doing his thing down there in Vegas. Q, have a good one,
Thank
man.
You.
Good luck against the Broncos.
Hey, man, appreciate y'all, man. Keep doing your thing.
Absolutely. Q here on the morning, also on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Is it the time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop? I need to get back out there, man. That place felt like heaven, man.